This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new Wall Street Journal report says a good deal of the estimated $1.7 trillion in foreign assets American companies have is actually sitting in U.S. banks. Kate Linebaugh wrote the piece. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
How does it work that a corporation's money can be in an American bank, in American dollars, but considered a foreign asset?
At some level, it's a technicality. This is just sort of how global banking works. Companies have been expanding overseas, and a lot of their income is earned from developing markets around the world or from Europe. And it is just being kept in U.S. securities or bank accounts or in U.S. government bonds because they are very safe.
Kate, this is arcane tax stuff. But in general, why does this matter to someone who is not a CFO or a tax attorney?
You know, what strikes me about this situation is, you know, this money is thought to be overseas. Well, oh, look, it appears to actually be in U.S. bank accounts. It just lays bare how the current tax situation isn't serving anyone. The U.S. Treasury is not getting the revenue they expect to be getting from corporate earnings, and corporations are not able to use those funds in the ways that they want, whether that's creating jobs and building factories, paying dividends to shareholders, paying their executives more, whatever it is, it's all kind of stuck in bank accounts because on one side, the corporations, on the other side, Uncle Sam are fighting over a buck. In this case, it's 1.7 trillion bucks, but there you go.
Again, we look at our complicated tax system. Thank you so much, Kate Linebaugh from The Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for having me.